Good day. I've got the privilege of sharing Acts 5 with you this evening. And I would just like to thank Janrey for doing chapter 4. It's really awesome. And now this chapter starts on the backdrop of chapter 4, where they pray together, the disciples, and there was a powerful outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which caused an intense unity amongst the disciples, where they were truly walking in faith and in one accord with regards to all things, including giving up their earthly riches to serve one another. Wow, what a testimony. Now, chapter 5 starts with a real interesting account, one that has had many theologians scratching their heads at explaining. Now, Ananias and Sapphira, being a part of this group of the early disciples who have been witnessing all that were happening, and they so wanted to be a part of this, so they decided to sell all a possession and to bless the proceeds towards the community of faith who were intensely persecuted at the time. Ananias, however, decided to keep a part of the proceeds back for himself and his wife. And when Peter asked both of them, they declared that they gave all the proceeds. Both of them lied. And both of them breathed out their last breath. We are not sure about all the details, but scripture states that Satan entered Ananias' heart and he lied to the Holy Spirit. He kept back part of the proceeds for himself. The whole community were free of self, but Ananias and Sapphira lied. See, lying to the Holy Spirit is a serious sin. And I believe we can learn so much from the scripture. The Holy Spirit is holy, so holy, precious and pure. And we should know and revere the Holy Spirit as holy. I want to continue by reading from verse 12. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared to join them. But the people esteemed them highly, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. This part is really interesting because the first part talks about the rest that did not want to join. And the very next verse is about believers being added daily. Who is the rest that did not want to join? In that time, you were not allowed in the synagogue if you confessed Jesus as the Christ. You were basically excommunicated from your community. So the rest were the ones that were not wanting to count the cost, surrendering everything to Jesus. May we never be counted as the rest. And I want to continue in verse 15. So that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Wow, can you imagine that? Everybody that came, and even Peter's shadow fell on them and they were healed. But let's look at what happens next. Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Don't know if you know this, but scripture says in Matthew 27 verse 18 that the Jewish leaders handed over Jesus because they envied him. We see the same thing happening over here again with the disciples. The disciples were persecuted and imprisoned for proclaiming the gospel of Christ. The same evening they were in prison, the angel of the Lord came to set them free and told them to go share the gospel in the temple. Wow, that's crazy. The leaders wanted to continue with the trial when they discovered that the disciples were preaching in the temple. They were perplexed. Can you imagine? They then went to fetch them peacefully to avoid the conflict of the crowd. They continued the trial by questioning them why they are continuing after they have warned them not to preach Jesus. But Peter answered them boldly and proclaimed that they were obedient to God and shared the gospel. The leaders were furious, so furious because they couldn't silence them. The Jewish leaders had a big dilemma and did not know what to do until one wise Jewish leader, Gamaliel, a teacher of the law who was respected by all, stood up and told them of similar scenarios where the groups that split off eventually dispersed. I want to read the last part of what he said. Acts 5 from verse 39 to 42. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. And they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles to be and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. Wow, what a testimony. They were honored to be counted as worthy to suffer for Christ. Thank the Lord that they continued and did not listen to man. When I read through Acts, I get so excited because these kinds of testimonies are still continuing where Christians are boldly proclaiming the gospel. I'd like to end off with a testimony of a lady in a persecuted country whom I've personally met on one of our outreaches. You see, this lady met Jesus on a deathbed. She was a young lady and she didn't know Jesus until somebody shared Christ with her. And she was constantly in and out of hospital. And Jesus then appeared to her in a dream. And she prayed to him and she asked if he can heal her. She would dedicate her life to him. You see, she laid everything down to him and started to believe in Jesus. And the very next day, she was healed. And the country where she's living, she went out in the midst of persecution and she went to testify. At one stage, the government didn't know what to do with her. So they decided they're going to imprison her. And you know what happened? When she was in prison, all the people from far off villages came to visit that prison. And as they came to visit the prison, they were healed of all kinds of sicknesses. You see, that is the testimony of Christ. And you know what happened later? Because all the villagers came and they were healed and even prison guards started to come to know Jesus, the authorities decided to let her go because they couldn't stop the people from coming to see her. See, when there's persecution, Christ rules and reigns. And this evening I would like to encourage each one of us to be full of the Spirit, to count the cost, to ask Him to lead you, to be bold for the gospel, with the gospel. Let me pray for us. Thank you, Father, that I can pray for each one that is listening this evening. And I ask, Father, that that same prayer as the disciples prayed, Lord, that we will pray that prayer and that you will fill us with boldness, Lord, to preach the gospel. We thank you, Father, for your goodness and your kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope each of you have a blessed evening.